Winter Storm Fern tests Bitcoin mining's grid relationship. The Winter Storm Fern, a powerful and widespread weather event, has tested the resilience of the United States' electrical grid and highlighted the evolving relationship between Bitcoin mining operations and energy infrastructure.
As the storm caused severe power outages and strained the grid, Bitcoin miners, particularly those operating in regions like Texas, voluntarily curtailed their energy-intensive activities.
This response underscores a critical, yet often overlooked aspect of the cryptocurrency industry: its potential to act as a flexible, grid-stabilizing asset.
The event serves as a real-world demonstration of how Bitcoin mining can adapt to energy demands, mitigate blackouts, and integrate into modern energy management systems.
A significant drop in processing power, one of the most striking impacts of the storm, was the dramatic reduction in Bitcoin mining activity, particularly within the Foundry USA mining pool.
Foundry USA, one of the largest Bitcoin mining pools globally, reported a 60% drop in its hash rate, the total computational power dedicated to securing the Bitcoin network.
This decline was not merely a result of operational disruptions, but a strategic decision by miners to comply with grid operator requests or navigate local power outages.
The decision to power down ASIC, application-specific integrated circuit, machines, was part of broader efforts to prevent widespread blackouts for residential and critical services.
This was not an isolated incident.
Major public mining companies with operations in affected regions, such as Texas, also announced curtailments.
These actions were often part of prearranged demand response programs, where miners agree to temporarily shut down their operations in exchange for financial compensation.
Such programs are designed to balance supply and demand on the grid during periods of extreme stress.
For example, during the storm, grid operators might have faced a surge in demand for electricity for heating and other essential services, while renewable energy sources like wind and solar might have been temporarily offline due to weather conditions.
By reducing their energy consumption, miners helped free up critical power for these essential uses, thereby preventing cascading failures in the grid.
The scale of these curtailments is significant.
A 60% drop in hash rate for a major mining pool translates to a massive reduction in computational power, equivalent to thousands of mining rigs being powered down simultaneously.
This level of flexibility is a defining characteristic of Bitcoin mining, distinguishing it from other energy-intensive industries.
Unlike hospitals or data centers, which require continuous operation to maintain critical functions, Bitcoin mining operations can be paused almost instantaneously without catastrophic consequences.
This interruptibility allows miners to act as a shock absorber for the grid, providing a buffer against sudden spikes in demand or drops in supply.
Beyond the headlines, a feature, not a bug, while the 60% drop in hash rate for Foundry USA is a headline-worthy event, it also reveals a key feature of Bitcoin mining that is often misunderstood: its interruptibility.
This characteristic is not a flaw, but a deliberate design element that enables miners to adapt to grid conditions.
Unlike traditional energy consumers, which are typically locked into fixed operational schedules, Bitcoin miners can dynamically adjust their energy usage based on real-time grid needs.
This flexibility has profound implications for grid stability.
During periods of extreme demand, such as the winter storm, miners can cease operations, freeing up massive amounts of electricity for other users.
Conversely, when there is a surplus of renewable energy, such as strong winds at night when demand is low, miners can ramp up their operations, purchasing and consuming power that might otherwise go to waste.
This dynamic creates a potential revenue stream for grid operators and renewable energy projects.
For instance, during times of excess renewable generation, grid operators might offer financial incentives to miners to absorb surplus energy, effectively turning miners into a form of energy storage.
The ability to act as a buffer for the grid is particularly valuable in regions with high renewable energy penetration.
In Texas, for example, the state's energy grid relies heavily on wind and solar power, which are intermittent by nature.
During periods of low wind or sunlight, the grid may face supply shortages, while during peak generation, excess energy can overwhelm the system.
Bitcoin miners, with their ability to scale energy consumption rapidly, can help balance this variability.
By ramping up operations during surplus generation and reducing consumption during shortages, miners can help stabilize the grid and maximize the efficiency of renewable energy sources.
This dual role of miners as both energy consumers and grid stabilizers is a game changer for the energy sector.
Traditional energy systems are designed to maintain a constant balance between supply and demand, but the integration of flexible assets like Bitcoin mining introduces a new level of adaptability.
This adaptability is particularly important as the world transitions to renewable energy sources, which are inherently variable and require advanced grid management solutions.
The future of grid mining synergy. So, the storm wasn't just a crisis. It became a test of innovation.
Miners, often seen as energy hogs, proved they could be allies in the fight for grid stability.
The collaboration between Bitcoin mining and energy infrastructure isn't just possible, it's becoming essential.
As we move toward a greener, more resilient energy future, the role of Bitcoin mining might be more critical than ever.
It's not just about cryptocurrency anymore. It's about building a smarter, more flexible grid for everyone.